You're so malala, don't become shikra from wine. So Koponim, you see that there's a milo of drinking red wine. Red wine is better than white wine. So Rabban Dosh Bam explains, of course, we're talking about here white wine, it's not so good. So in the case when you have red wine that's better than white wine, there is a milo of making kiddush on red wine over white wine. But sometimes you have a very chush of a white wine that's just as good or even better, then it will be mutter to use even that white wine also. Here it's talking about white wine that's not such good wine. Like Rashbam explains, we had before, Chmachavanya Nero Ben Adainu Yain Borek, that wasn't such good wine we had before. So in such a case, there's a mila to use red wine. Then the Gemara says, Kankanim Bishorium, so that the Mishnah says, the Mishnah said, if you buy wine like in that Mokum, you have to accept 10 beer barrels. So Mishnah says, Tony, we learn like this. Pitzus means noise. The barrels look nice. Umagufaros. And they're stopped. They're covered up on top. They have a good magufa, a good cover on top. So Rashbam explains, not that the shot that the barrels are really broken and bad wine. That you don't have to accept. Just means the barrels look nice. And they're closed on top, just wrapped in the beer, a little bit spoiled. The barrels are a little bit broken. So 10 of those barrels you have to accept in this place. Now the Mishnah says, Hamoicha yayin lechaveiro, if somebody sells wine to his friend, fehechmetz, and then the wine becomes spoiled, becomes like vinegar. So eina chaye bachriusai. It says the moicha is not chaye to pay him back for the money. Yeah, why? Because Mustam will say that the B'shas Mechir, when they sold it, it was called wine, it was not vinegar yet, therefore the sale was a good sale. V'yim yadua, but let's say we know for sure, sheyeinu machmitz, that this person's wine always becomes chametz, then harayzim mekechtois, like we know for sure it's the Mechir's fault, it's his bad wine, he shouldn't have sold such wine, that wine is called a mekechtois. The sale doesn't take place. V'yimom aloi, yayin mevusham, ani moichlecho. Let's say the seller sells though, tells you, I'm selling you yayin mevushim, means wine that smells. It's yayin mevushim, it smells. So Rashbam says, it means she is kain gederach hameskayom. That's supposed to be wine that could stay a long time. So then the locker is, chayiv lahamid loy ad hatzeris. It has to be wine that could stay at least until atzeris, at least until like shuas. V'yelech, he says, Shechayim tkufas tamuz mekalkol, afilu yayin mevushim, because once it comes, like in the summertime tamuz, the heat could destroy that wine. So we just said, I'm selling yayin mevushim, it has to be good enough to stay at least until atzeres, until shuas. What about v'yoshim? Let's say I'm telling you that I'm selling you old wine, that's mishel ishtaker, it has to be last year's wine. What about umiyushan? It's mashma real old wine. Then Michel Gimushanim. It has to be like from 2 years ago, and this is the third year, that type of wine, that's called Yayim Yushan, that's in the sale. Yes, now Gemara says like this. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanino, Loishon Rabbi Bekankanim, Lokayach. Loishon Rash Rashbam says, Yayin Chai Bachu Yusai. When does the Mishnah say that the Moichir is not Chayef to pay him back? If the wine is spoiled, only if they put the wine into the barrel of the lakeach, the buyer's barrel. So then we can say it's like your barrel that caused it to spoil. Avu bekakanim the meicher, but if the wine is still in the barrel of the meicher, then omalei, then the buyer has the right to say, hocham lecho bo kakancho. Listen, this is your wine, it's your barrel, and therefore it's like yours that's spoiled. So it's a mekach toyer, then of course the meicher would be chayif to pay. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Mechlina says. Samar says, V'chi kankanim d'moicha mahevei, so what? Why do I care if the wine right now is still in the barrel of the moicha? But mahevei, leimelei, let the moicha, let the seller say back to the buyer, lo yiboy l'chol yishuyei, you shouldn't have let the wine stay. Like the reason why it's spoiled is because you let the wine stay a long time. Who asked you to let it stay? You should have drank it up, you should have used it, you should have changed it. So Lukitso, the Moicha has the right to say, when I sold it to you, it was good wine, and now that it's spoiled, it's your tough luck. So Moicha says, Lutzricha, the case is talking about the Mishnah, to Yom Leila Makfer. that Lekeach said clearly, I'm buying this wine, Lamakfa means to use it slowly, to put it into my dishes, into my food. In other words, I don't plan to drink it up right away. So the Lekeach told clearly the Meicher, I'm buying it, Lamakfa, to use it, like slowly. So therefore, that's why Biesi says, it's only not a Mekach Tois, it was a Kankanim de Lekeach. But it's in the Kankanim de Meicher, then it is a Mekach Tois. So Mori asked the question, Omai duch gud Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, liyuk melamas nis the Mekakan of Lekeach, what forced them to say the Mishnah is talking about in the Kankan of a barrel of Lekeach, or the Yom Lelamakfe? So Mori asked, Omai duch gud Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, liyuk melamas nis the Mekakan of Lekeach, that the Mishnah is only talking about, where it's not a Mekach Tois. If the wine was put into the buyer's barrel, and also you said, why are the Yomalei Lamakfe? Because the buyer said that he wants this wine for a long time. Why do you have to say the Mishnah is talking about that case? Let's say the Mishnah is talking about a normal case where you buy wine, you want to drink it right away. So then even if it's in the Meicher's barrel, still, it's not a Mekach Tois, because the Lekeach should have drank the wine right away. So my answer is, my Rav answers, Masnisink Shisa Masiyarakash on the Mishnah. Tiktoni, it says, Im Yedua Sheyenoi Machmitz, tells the Mishnah, if you know for sure that the Meicher's wine spoils, then how is the Mekach Tois? So the question is, Amai, why? Leimalei, let the Meicher say again, Loiberlech Lishuye. Like, even if it's normal that my wine spoils, like, pretty fast, but still, who asked you to leave it over? The mouth, you buy wine, mashma at that time, you should have drank it right away. So how come the Mishnah says, like, if it's normal for your wine to spoil, then it is a Mekach Tois. So that was his proof, Elolav Shmamina, this is the proof, the Yom Alela Makfer, that the Mishnah is talking about again, where the buyer said clearly, I'm buying this wine for the purpose of Lamakfer, to use it for a long time. Shmamina, that's the proof. So therefore, that's the way our Rabbi Yosef Echlin learned Shana Mishnah, and that's what we say, it's not a Mekach Tois. It's only if it's in the Lekeach's barrels. But if it's still in the Meicher's barrels, then Tak and Lekeach has the right to say, it's your wine that's spoiled. I told you I wanted wine for a long time. Then Tak, it would be a Mekach Tois. The Mora says, Upligit Rabchir Rab Yosef, Yagaz on Rabchir Rab Yosef. Yom Rabchir by Yosef, Chamro by wine, Mazla de Mori Gorim. We always say no. Like whoever owns the wine right now, when we find it by you spoiled, it's your fault. Still learn the Mishnah Kapshuta, no matter what case it is. Whenever the Meicher gave over the wine to the Lekeach, and now we find it spoiled by the Lekeach, we say it's the Lekeach's fault, it's the buyer's fault. It's the owner of the wine at the time that caused it. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yafya yayin, boiget gever yoyer. And Amar Rav Mori, Haiman de Yoy, because of Balgaivinik, like, is Afilu Inshi Beisei Le Mekabel. People in his own house will not be Mekabel what he says. Shem and the Pesuk says, Geva Yoy Evlo Yenuach. Mai Evlo Yenovem, Venova Shaloi. And in his own house, people will not accept him. And Amar Rav Yudam Rav, Kolam is Goyer, Betalash Atam Echochem, Eno Tam Echochem, and Machdis Nais Mechita Shalak Rosh Baruch Hu. Somebody that wears a talus of a Tam Echochem that dresses like a Talmud Chochem, and really not a Talmud Chochem, he will not be entered into the Mechitas of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ksevach, it says over here, Lo'yinova, Uksev Osem, Kel Novei Kodshecha. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. Make sure we continue on the next tape. Okay. Yeah, we'll hold the thought again about Tzadik Chesom and Aleph. Again, real with the show, the Mishnah said if, again, the last Mishnah was that Hamoicha Yayin Lechaveiro Vehechmitz is Einachayev Achirusay. If you sell wine to your friend, and then it comes out that the wine became sour, so the Moicha was free, he's not Chayev Pevi Achirusay. So Gemara first had one man, the Yom Rav Yisra Vechalina, so we're talking about only where the Lekeach, the one that bought the wine, right away poured the wine into his own barrel. So therefore we say it's not the Meicher's fault, but it's Lekeach's fault, therefore the Meicher, the seller, is potter. Then the Gemara said later, no, in the middle of the Gemara says, O pligid Rabchi of Rab Yosef, that the first man, Rab Yosef, argues on Rabchi of Rab Yosef.
The Yomer of Chir Bar Yosef, of Chir Yosef says, in the middle of Gemara here, that Chamra wine, Mazla Demari Gorim. It depends upon who owns the wine. If something goes wrong with the wine, you know who we blame? It's the owner. So therefore, if somebody sold you wine, and now by you, after a week or so, the wine becomes spoiled, it's like your fault, we say, it's your wine that became spoiled. So that's Pshan the Mishnah. Shneim the Pasuk says, V'afki hayayin boige gever yohir. Mashmo that the wine itself, they're going against, on a person that's your, that's a bagay that has haughtiness. So b'kitza means wine goes bad if the person himself does bad. So b'kitza wine goes after the owner. And Omer Rav Mori, Haiman Diyoyer, someone that acts like haughtiness of Agaivinik, is Afilo Imesh Shebesei Lemekabel. The people in his own house won't even listen to him. If he acts like too high, even his own family won't respect him. Shinem Raposik says, Geva Yohir, a person that's a Yohir, Bagaivinik, for lo yinov, like he won't have a place to live. My v'lo yinov, what does it mean he won't have a place to live? It means benova shaloi, even in his own house, they won't respect him. And Omar Rav Yehuda, interesting. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, kol hamizgoye betalash otamachochem. Here, if somebody puts on a talash otamachochem, that means the guy is not really a choshev yid, and he puts on a bekeshechves, he puts on special clothing to make himself look like a real choshev, a person, the aim of otamachochem, like the person wears special clothing that otamachochem wears, and he's really not a Talmud Chacham, is a machnis senoise b'mechitzos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He won't be brought in lost of lovoy to the same mechitzos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that's like Vig Balgaiva. Like if you're not fit, if you're not really such a chashev of a person, don't go around dressing like that. It's not nice. If you're not that chashev, there's a special malbush like the Gedolim. The Rosh Hashivas, they wear special clothing. If you're not of that madrega, you should not wear that type of clothing. Ksiv Hocha says over here, for lo yinove, he won't have a place to live. Or Ksiv Hosam, kelnove kotshecha. So you have to say like, people that, you know, bagayvniks, they won't become close to Hashem later. Omar Rova, Haiman dezoven le chavita de chamra. If somebody sells a barrel of wine, lechenveno, he sells a barrel of wine to the store. Like, you're the wholesaler, and you sell it to the retailer, you sell it to the store, he should sell the wine. Adaita lisvuya. Adar should know that he sells it out, and he pays you mustama after he sells out the barrel of wine. Like you charge him, you know, $10 for the barrel of wine, and he, by selling it, he gets $15 selling it slowly. So, that's the deal you made. So adaita lisvuya. Like he'll pay you at the end, you know, like when he gets the $15, then he'll pay you the $10 that he owes you for the barrel. So locher is v'tokif. Now let's say the barrel now got spoiled. In the middle, while the storekeeper is selling the wine, the barrel of wine became spoiled. V'tokif. Apalga, after only selling half of the barrel of wine, or yatilso, or else after selling a third of the barrel of wine. So dino the locher is the mekabel leminei, that the mekabel leminei, as Rashbam says, bal habayis kol hefsit, the bal habos has to accept upon himself all the loss. Or could go into loy posha shliach, that the shliach didn't do anything wrong. Ta'ainu chenveni, in the case where the storekeeper didn't do anything wrong with it, so in other words, like the owner gives his barrel of wine to the storekeeper, and the storekeeper is like a shliach for him to sell the wine, and then you pay the storekeeper for selling it. So if the barrel gets spoiled in between, the original owner loses out, like it's all his hefset. Yeah. That's called, Yedinu de Mekabel Leminei, that the owner has to take all responsibility if it went sour, so he has to pay like the chenzveni anyway, even though he can't sell the rest of the barrel. This was only said that the storekeeper didn't change the barza. The barza, that's like the part where the notch where the wine comes out from. Like he didn't play around with the wine. What's the spigot? He didn't play around with it. But if he played around with it and changed it, then
then the owner has the right to say, it was your fault since you played around with it and changed a piece of the barrel here. Maybe that's what caused it to spoil. Therefore, you have to pay me back anyway, even though it all got spoiled. And it's also when it's talking about that didn't come yet, the day of the shuk. In other words, the storekeeper wasn't supposed to sold it, the whole thing yet. Like the special no market day, that's the day to really sell it. It didn't come that day yet. So the storekeeper didn't do anything wrong by not selling all the wine yet. Therefore, if a half of it got spoiled, it's not his fault. But if it came the day of the shuk, the market day, so in other words, then the storekeeper should have sold all the wine. And if he didn't sell all the wine, it's a little bit of his fault. So therefore, something got spoiled, he's achroi for it. Or else maybe he didn't watch the wine a little enough. He should have watched it. Yeah.
If somebody accepted wine, I'm asked to take it to leparvota, devoil, to this special place. That's what we wanted to bring it to.
You accepted wine to take it to a special place, like, and to sell it there. And before you got there, zol, the price went down. It's not worth anymore. The wine is not worth as much as the way it's supposed to. So dinahu demekabalei, the owner has to take back the loss. In other words, you only accepted like to work on this wine because you thought you'd make a good profit. But now that the price went down, the response says, "Dinu de mekabel, bal hayayin es kol azul." The owner has to accept now all the devaluation of the wine. The chivon, the afilum hoikim yad lahoyler reshus lemoichroy, ashim gila parvoto dovel shofet linyizul namid reshus de bal hayayin koi. In other words, you have a shliach here, like going to take your wine to some place, and he first has the right to sell your wine at that town. So before he reaches that town, it's still called the wine is brashus of the owner. Therefore, if the prices go down, the one that loses out is the owner. Because the person that took it to sell it, he has no right to sell it yet. He only has the right to sell it when he gets over there. So, that's called dinu de mekabalei. Iberlu, you have a question like this though. Heavy chola mai. That's so we find out the wine, not that the price went down, but the wine became vinegar. The wine spoiled. As Rambam says, makme diyamti l'hosam. Again, you accepted upon yourself to take somebody's wine to the next city and to sell it there. And before you got to that city, the wine became vinegar. So my, whose responsibility is it? Omale Rav Hillel l'Ravashi. Ki heve de Rav Kana, we buy Rav Kana, omalon. Chola loy. That chola loy. If it's spoiled, then the region of Alabos, Klaima Vashbam says, Le Mekabu Balayayin Kola Hefsid. Then the owner does not take upon responsibility all the Hespid, all the loss. The Afagad Command Yomulay, Le Makhodami, Vole Shriya Mishum, the Mazel Shani Abalam Gurum, they have right to say, you know why this wine spoiled? Because of the second owner. Since I gave it over to you and you're the one that's supposed to sell it over there, like now it's in your Rishus, it could be it's your fault. So therefore, if the price goes down, then the original owner loses out. But if the price doesn't go down, just that it became chola, it became vinegar, so then we have a right to say it's your fault. So therefore, you lose out. Udalei Krav Yosef Rechanina.